Yo,
Yeah,
I'm
just
Manders. I play support sometimes.
we've got Fly Meerkat, former top main, forcing to attack damage carry.
I'm Ian, aka the Storm Surge. I'm a AP burst mid laner and a jungler when I'm forced into that role.
This is our first esports summary of the week. We got a few things to go through. I'm gonna first start off by shedding a tear for the big man in New Orleans, DeMarcus Cousins.
Bless you, Boogie.
God damn, it was gonna be a great season. We're finally hitting our stride, and then you
Well,
had to go for that rebound, buddy.
feel for y'all there, but my Magic have won a whopping 13 games, so I'm waiting for the season to be over.
Dog, we're about to win only 13 more games the rest of the year, man. Like, oh my God. Anthony Davis can only do so much when Etuan Moore, Etuan Moore, Threetuan Moore, whatever. I still don't know how to pronounce his name because he doesn't dominate games like I need him to. And Jrue Holiday is not worth $120 million. So,
I agree with you there.
I'm ready to get waxed in the first round of the playoffs to the Warriors and move on from this. Maybe we can re-sign him. So that's it. I'm never going to talk about Boogie again. Anybody else have anything to say about that?
God bless you, Boogie.
I got nothing,
God
but
bless you.
I like UK basketball, and he's alum, so hope he has a
Yeah, he
speedy
is.
recovery.
Yeah. And we're gonna quickly hit on Counter-Strike.
Yeah, it's
Counter-Strike Global of huh?
big weekend there.
Yeah. So Counter-Strike Global Offensive was having its first major of the season. E-League Boston and Cloud9 in a huge upset over FaZe Clan. FaZe Clan, if you don't know, they bought basically all the best players in the world and put them on a team. This is the first time the Golden State Warriors lost to LeBron James, essentially. Except I don't think Cloud9 has LeBron James on their team. So, huge upset for Cloud9. They won 2-1 in a best of three, and the last game went to double overtime. It's pretty intense. Skadoodle was like getting quadra kills and stuff. It was great.
Ease.
Yeah, and like so, North America teams have never won a major before until this year. So, like until this major. So like it's pretty awesome. They were crying. I was trying to cry, but I don't even care about Counter-Strike that much, other than the fact that like it's not like North America's gonna win a league world championship anytime soon, so I just have to grasp at this, you know?
Hey, you never know. It could be the year of the Echo Fox.
Yeah, they're looking good all weekend.
That is true. But we all know TSM's gonna win the NALCS in the split, so oh yeah, they look bad, but they
to
looked
be
bad
seen.
last spring split too.
To be seen, but we'll get to that down the stretch.
So yeah, I've gotten the two big things. Yeah, so let's talk about the North American LCS, guys.
I don't think anyone saw the current standings coming. If they did, congrats. Start going to
They should play
Vegas
the
and
lottery.
yes, to start buying lotto tickets and betting on horses. 'Cause I mean, I don't know about you guys, but if you would have told me that TSM and CLG would have 1-3 starts and that Echo Fox and 100 Thieves would be two of the kind of surprise jump starts, I would have called you nuts, but then again, here we are, so.
Yeah, Echo Fox has been really impressive in their run. So is 100 Thieves. I'm really happy about that roster. That's got like such a bunch of good players. And I mean, when putting it together, like that roster always screamed at me either this they're trying to recreate 2015, except they're all washed up, or they're actually going to recreate 2015, and it looks like it's kind of working.
Yep, and I agree with you on that.
Like Meteos and Aphromoo are fun players, so it's good to see them getting some work done.
Yeah, and I think one of the big things I've noticed is I didn't realize how much Afro leaving, and this is my take on this, would affect CLG.
Oh, I think you should ask. I think that's season four TSM, and they decided to give up X Special at the height of his career.
Yeah,
Oh my
I
God.
mean, I don't know what's going on with
Okay.
CLG, but Afro has left that bot lane, and Stixxay is arguably right now the worst ADC in North America.
Can we just say right here, right now, supports win bot lane, okay? Like, it's that simple. And by the way, those guys are shot callers too. Like, Xspecial, Aphromoo, they're both shot callers. So not only did they lose the steady hand in bot lane, they also lost the guy who was telling them what the heck to do. They look lost out there. And I mean, I didn't think TSM's bot lane was ever very special. I mean, they had double lift, but like I never was that impressed with Biofrost. And
I thought he had flashes of brilliance, but at the same time, it
yeah,
was like, I know you can do more. When are you going to show that, if that kind of makes sense? And,
yeah.
I think someone who in that role, the whole I know you can do more, when are you going to show that right now, is Dardoch. Oh my
So,
God.
yeah, he's shown improvement because I loved making fun of him being terrible, but we'll see. The season's still young. I'm not 100% convinced of Echo Fox yet. And I still think TSM wins NALCS, and I will die to that.
I'm a
I won't.
I'll agree with you there. I do think TSM on paper does. I think they have the strongest squad with the imports as Vin and Mithy, but I really feel like Mike Young is. I would say Mike Young is definitely the weakest link, and he needs to adjust like in their victory over Team
Optic.
Optics. I mean,
Yeah.
yeah, Optic was predicted to be one of the weaker teams. It took them 65 minutes to beat Team Optic,
Yep, that's a
and
long ass game.
as yeah, and as I said coming into here, let's get Mike Young off of an assassin. What did he do? He picked Evelynn. He had no early game pressure, and he made one play, which just so happened to be the game-winning play. Aside from that, he didn't even do anything. He didn't do anything special. There was a dragon play. He got baited with the heal. He tried to execute the Sejuani, and he died instead. And he didn't do anything. He got one good play at the end, and that sealed the match. Otherwise, he just got carried.
I agree there. I will say I'm sold on Echo Fox right now, and I'll tell you why. The two games this past weekend, against C9 and against TSM, they were not okay. We have a massive lead. How can we not screw this up? They were come from behind gutsy wins, and they proved it wasn't the Huni show, because TSM's jungler and C9's jungler camped the ever living hell out of Huni, and they dumpstered him into the dirt. But, when you get to those 50 and 60 minute games, it really says a lot to me, at least, that okay, that team got double inhibbed, and they're getting the shit kicked out of them, and they just kept fighting back and making the right calls into the game.
See, I would disagree that I wouldn't. I don't want a team that's gutsy. I want a team. If I'm gonna trust a team, I need to watch them absolutely destroy other teams. Like that's like when Cloud9 first joined, they were absolutely utterly dominant in that spring split that they joined. Like that's a team I trust to win a ton of stuff. But they have been doing really well. But I don't think we have a I don't think we have a dominating team in NALCS right now.
Yeah, I will say Echo Fox, even with that victory against TSM with the comeback, it was I'll say that was 100% Acadian. They have
Yep,
Bjergsen.
I agree
TSM, for
there.
some reason, they're trying to force Bjergsen on the suppression bot, and that's just not how he thrives. If you remember back to, I think it was season 5, where he was forced to play Lulu a lot back when supports would always go mid, he didn't do anything. He was a support player, so he would have to play support mid, and now you have him on Azahar, the suppress bot, and Kayden had his number. He E'd in, and he Q'd him, and he got blown up in all the late game team fights.
I will say Acadian no longer on Echo Fox. But
Oh, whoops, I
A
mean,
for effort
it's
there.
Dardoch,
Well,
buddy.
on
Yeah, Dardoch.
Dardoch.
Yeah,
Dardoch,
Dardoch. It
who
was
oh my boy
I
Dardoch.
misspoke. It was Dardoch. Dardoch had his number, and Although I said Phoenix would get slapped all weekend long, Phoenix did not get slapped all weekend long.
Yeah, he held his own in that game.
Yeah, he had to go against Jensen and Bjergsen, and I
Did
mean, he
pretty
showed
damn
up.
well. Well, and
Yeah.
I think part of that too was, again, in both those games, Dardoch was kind of all over the place, whereas TSM's jungler and C9's jungler earlier was, oh shit, Huni played for SKT, we have to stop him. And because of that, it led to basically every other lane getting the attention they needed from the jungle, and allowed them to be in a good position in the middle to late game.
See, I look at that and I think like Cloud9 should have won against Echo Fox.
Well, TSM should
Cause,
have won against Echo Fox too.
right. Well, I say that because I didn't see the TSM. I don't remember it, but I remember the C9 match and
It's
going and
worth
being
watching.
like, man, I won't, but I have too much other things.
To any
But
listeners, if you missed the TSM Echo Fox game, skip to about 30 minutes and watch the res, because it was a hell of a game.
it's a lot of Hunter and Kyrie Q on
Hold on.
Vladimir and then
TSM
them
threw,
losing.
didn't they? Yeah, I remember that. Never mind. I
I
went
didn't say
same thing
that.
with C9. No, they did.
I wouldn't say they necessarily threw. They tried to press their advantages, and they sort of had this expectation that Echo Fox would just back down and they would get free inhibitors, but that's when Dardoch came in with his Zac and he caught Bjergsen, and Bjergsen couldn't suppress anybody. I wouldn't necessarily call that a throw. It
That's
was
totally
more
a throw.
so.
I don't think it was a throw. Echo Fox came, and I can say that because I watched it, but Echo Fox came back and took that game away from CLG. It wasn't, or from TSM. It wasn't like TSM was making bad mistakes. Echo Fox was just outclassing them on every single aspect of that game past 30 minutes.
I mean, if you have a gold lead, I consider you throwing. But I don't
I
know.
think it gets to the point to where everyone had six items, so the gold lead
It didn't
essentially didn't
matter. But
matter. Yeah.
that was like a what, 45, 55 minute game? Yeah. Gold lead doesn't matter there. But like with the C9 game that I saw, like C9 had the fucking late game team, right? And they weren't able to do anything against an Ezreal, and I was just like, wow, how do you not destroy an Ezreal late game team? I was, yeah, though they Echo Fox was totally playing really well around their comp, and I don't know how other teams weren't able to exploit it. I think they're just too, I don't know. I don't like the be I don't I feel like the play style that at the beginning of the season has been really, really slow, and I just don't like it.
Yeah, I agree with you there, and I think a lot of that is because you've got the double relic bot and the damn the stopwatch. And anytime there's a
Nine
rise,
stopwatches.
yeah,
Oh
I
my goodness.
anytime there's a rise, there's not going to be a first blood until 20 minutes in, because they can just stopwatch ultimate out, which is the most annoying thing I think I've ever watched or
I
seen
think
in League of Legends.
they're
It
getting rid
is.
of that,
It will be
thankfully.
fixed on the next patch,
Yeah. Yeah,
thankfully.
removal is on there.
Because that's gotta go.
Yeah,
It's
that's
just it's
just
dragging out the games.
broken.
It
That
really is
is just
dragging out the
so
games.
broken. But yeah, the yeah, but yeah, Echo Fox has played really well. Let's see. Who else? Oh,
Oh,
Optic finally got a win. Yay. They played like what, three 60-minute matches and lost three of them, and then they finally won one.
yep, they beat old
Yeah.
FlyQuest.
How you gonna let Power of Evil not win? God.
Yeah, that's heartbreaking. Shout out to Febiven, first pentakill of the
Yeah,
NALCS.
that was
First
pretty good.
pentakill of his career too. That was you didn't see that one. It was a good play. But to be fair, he was laughably fed at that point. I think he had
He
three
was
kills.
on, was he on Azir?
Yeah, he was on
Yes,
Azir.
he was on
Yeah.
Azir, and that was a game where I said CLG is going to come out and decisively win, and boy did I eat my words, because they got absolutely waxed.
Wait, say that again.
I was saying that was a game where I had picked CLG. I had picked CLG to rebound to 2-2 this weekend. Man, was I wrong.
Yeah,
And
sorry, man.
the Clutch Gaming one was a perfect example of that, where you had Huhi doing okay. Why the hell he picked Jayce into Azir, I'll never really understand that. I just don't think that's a good matchup personally. But yeah, Febiven went 12-0 Anna had a pentakill. I mean, single-handedly carried that game. They won by 11K gold. And I gotta give props to Apollo and Hakuho though, because CLG's bot lane went 0 for 8.
I am always disappointed that Apollo still has a friggin' job. I watched him. I watched him so much. When he first came on for Coast Gaming under the name Wisfujin, he was so bad. I still can't trust him to this day. And yet here he is. Here he is just doing great work. And it's just like my mind is blown. What a guy. What a guy to keep on coming out
Yeah,
and
and I think the thing that bothers me the most with the Clutch Gaming CLG game is why you go Jace into Azir. Trust me, I love Houhi to death. I play a lot of similar champs as him in game, but I don't get why you wouldn't run a Syndra or a heavy burst mage into Azir, because Jace is great, don't get me wrong, but you've got
yeah,
no.
it, he has no
I
answer
don't
to
get it.
Azir's mobility and his disengage, so he's just sort of relegated to try to farm the whole match. And if you farm versus an Azir,
You're gonna lose.
you're gonna lose. The Azir's gonna outscale you if you can't kill him, if you can't stick to him, if you can't lock him down, which Jace can't lock him down.
Nope. And that's obviously you will never see a Nivea run into Azir in pro play. I'll be stunned if, aside from maybe Froggen when he was there. But I run that consistently at our Elo, and it works. But that's also because I think the skill of Azir players at our Elo is not ideal. But yeah, that game was a wash for sure. But then we had.
I
Go ahead.
guess they were trying to. I want to make a point that they were probably trying to do some comp play, and yeah, it was bad. It was
It was
bad.
rough. Just did not work.
Yeah.
Well, I will say I am excited for next week to be played on patch 8.2, our current patch. There will be no more route shield upgrades for attack damage carries.
Thank
Yep,
God. What a
maybe,
stupid meta.
maybe Bjergsen will bring out his LeBlanc, or maybe his Syndra to stay more meta. Maybe he won't play Malzahar since Malzahar got the nerf stick. So,
I'm curious to see if Taliyah makes a return.
yeah, he
I,
does. He
we, we
does have a good
saw
Taliyah too.
we saw a little bit of Taliyah this past week. I forget who played it. I want to say it was Jensen. I think it was Jensen.
It might have been,
I
yeah.
think it
Might have been
was
Jensen.
Jensen in the 100 Thieves C9 game.
Man, let me look.
Yeah, I will say Bjergsen and Jensen both have very impressive Taliyah play. So without without their coaches telling them to play the suppress bot, they can actually do something that they want to do that still fits in the meta and not have to be forced in that sort of role, especially when you play the suppress bot and Mike Young doesn't come to your lane as Evelynn.
Oh, Mike Young. I think that dude's just really, really. Yeah, he was playing Taliyah
Okay,
into.
that's what I thought.
He was playing Taliyah into 100 into Ryu's Malzahar. Interesting. That Malzahar got destroyed. I forgot Ryu. Man, I love 100 Thieves
It's
team, man.
it's not a good
Nidios,
matchup either.
Ryu, Aframu, and Someday. And then
Their
there's Cody
squad is
Sun just for
likable.
fun. Yeah.
Their squad is
Cody
very
Sun just
likable.
for fun. Cody Sun just for fun. Cody Sun just for fun. Cody Sun just for fun. Oh man, that's my new go-to. I'm about to be a 100 Thieves fan.
Yeah, and
JK.
Hundred Thieves smashed that game against Liquid.
Yeah.
I mean, it
A lot
was.
of the games so far, they have been extremely drawn out. We've seen a lot of 50-plus minute games, a few 60-plus minute games.
Yep, that one at that
I'd have to
point to
look up.
46. 100 Thieves Liquid went to 46. And I said, I think in my prediction, I said it's going to come down to a late team fight where, someday stuff's going to happen essentially early game where whoever wins top lane is going to win that game. And
Which match are you talking about?
the 100 Thieves Team Liquid. And
Okay.
sure enough, Sunday was a monster, but Meteos was impressive. I mean, one, he didn't die. But he was just all over the map, and tanky is hell, essentially.
He And I miss old medias where he would like Flame Horizon junglers. Like he doesn't do that anymore.
I miss
Like,
Nocturne Split Push Jungle Meteos.
God, man. Yeah, I'm looking at this Team Liquid one. Let's see. Yeah. Oof. What else happened this week? Yeah, I hope I never get to pull two FlyQuest things again. Like, not only are they the most boring team ever made, because like for some reason they decided to build a team around, of all things, Wild Turtle. Like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, which I hate it because I like Turtle as a player, but that's just not okay. We got a franchise in the league. Who do I want to build it around? The first thing that's going to come to mind is not going to be guys. Great idea, Wild Turtle. He's
No.
a good ADC, but he's a bit past his prime.
Well, when you, yeah.
Also he's kind of like a double lift style player too, to where it's all where it's like farm and protect me instead of like actually dominating lane.
Yeah, except like double lift will do more. Like,
Yeah, basically double lift light, maybe single lift, 1.5 lift.
by the way, are we excited for Team Liquid to reclaim fourth place this year? Like,
Oh
this
yeah.
is it. This is coming, man. They are in prime position to take a one seed and get stomped in the semifinals and just like lose to some team like, I don't know, 100 Thieves, you know,
They're ready
or
for fourth.
Cloud9.
Man, I
They're
mean, what
ready
are
for
Golden
fourth.
Guardians?
They gotta get to
Golden
fourth though.
Guardian.
That's the thing is, right now, if we assume, law of defending national champions, at least is what I call it.
I mean,
You assume
that they
TSM is
are
gonna
fourth
claw
right
their
now.
way, right? But I'm saying you assume TSM is gonna claw their way back into the top four.
Yeah, the
Yep.
Patriots had a slow start this year too.
Yeah,
Yeah,
the.
don't worry. Don't worry. Team Liquid is going to stay around in, like, I seen Team Liquid pulling off, like, going, like, maybe 15 and 3. Taking the one seed, you know, over, like, TSM. Yeah, no. 15 and 3 is a one seed score. And like, I know it's hard to believe, and I'm not really endorsing this, but I can totally see this happening. Them get pulling like that they'd play 4-5, so that would probably be like TSM maybe in that four spot, you know, they kind of look a little weak, 12 and 6 for the season or something. And then boom, TSM comes out, plays a great best of five, destroys them, and then Team Liquid pulls somebody like Echo Fox maybe or 100 Thieves, and it's just like, wait, what's going on? And then Echo Fox or 100 Thieves bodies them into fourth place where they deserve to be.
I can see that, and I think a lot of I think it could be that Doublelift's ego gets to him down the road.
Double
I
if is
mean,
fifth.
Double Lift's ego has always been there. It's great. I love it.
I was saying earlier, Doublelift taking shots on and off the rip. That's 2 weeks in a row where he's been on his shit talk game, where he's not held the punches.
No, he's they're fun though. They are fun. Like, I don't trust them to do anything, but they're fun. Team Liquid's a fun game or a team. And you know, they have my boy Impact. They have my most underrated jungler, Smithy. They have Poe Belter, Shrug, and then they have Ollie, Oli,
Ole. Ole.
Ole, 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 Ole,
Ole.
Ole. Yeah.
Toro.
And then they have Double Lift, you know,
Yeah.
just, you know, doing work. So, you know, Poe Belter will be Poe Belter, and Smithy and Impact will top die, and it'll be great.
And I think another team we gotta mention because we pretty much mentioned everyone but them. And you cannot help but feel bad for High, but I don't know that Golden Guardians wins a game this split.
Oh, they will.
I mean,
It's high.
I don't discredit High, but they just looked awful from.
They were close to pulling off game off of FlyQuest.
Yeah, and they were against CLG too. But you know, CLG looks like shit right now, so that's not saying much either. But I feel bad for Hai because he is still a world-class shot caller and just
Do not feel bad for Hai. He has contracts, okay?
yeah.
And well, you go ahead, but like when FlyQuest came back, when he brought FlyQuest to the LCS, his jungler then was contracts
True.
when he was on C9 Academy, I guess is what it was back then.
Mm-hmm.
And contracts was his jungler, and then C9 was like, "We'll take that contracts, thank you very much." And then so then FlyQuest was like their own thing there, and then they put in Moon for him. It's for contracts, and you know that spring split they did really well. And then the summer split they did not do very well, but like I don't know, man. Hai can so easily get banned out. Like I don't know.
Dude,
Like
his Zoe,
honestly.
not that obviously Zoe's getting banned right now, but I will say his Zoe looked pretty impressive last week.
Yeah, I would say the big thing that they need is for like lore low and that bot lane to improve. Because here when Hai has been at his best, when like Balls was like the best top laner in North America,
Yeah.
when there has been other threats on the team and they couldn't focus on Hai's rather small pool, like Hai will be able to get a comfort pick and then just win the game.
Well, and I mean, who he is like that in some aspect. You know, he showed that last year with the Vel'Koz, which he pulled out for I think 3 or 4 games, and everyone, you know, it was Banerillion Soul, Banerillion Soul, Banerillion Soul, and then oh shit, his Vel'Koz is also really freaking good.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm not gonna ever feel bad for Golden Guardians because honestly, screw Golden State, okay? They can
I knew exactly where you were going with that.
Golden State, Houston, and Cleveland can take their basketball money and put it where the sun does not shine. Okay.
Hey, you know what? But next year, once Golden Guardians gets a squad, look at how many fans they pick up and how many jerseys they sell.
Oh my God. But seriously, Golden Guardians have a terrible jersey.
Their
Let's
jerseys
be
do look
honest.
it's
Like
pretty
they are
bad.
towards the bottom on the jersey power rankings list.
Yeah.
Obviously, lowest level is 100 Thieves Baseball
I don't know,
teams
man. They're
one.
growing on me. They're growing on me.
Nah,
The weird
man.
baseball thing. It's
I
kind of
mean,
nasty. Nasty isn't bad. Not nasty isn't good.
yeah,
They're
like.
growing on me. I hate to be that
I
guy,
mean,
but they're growing on
you
me.
can let it grow on you. Just make sure to scrape it off. You don't want it to be all over you. FlyQuest used to have great jerseys. That white and gold last year was fantastic. Now they brought in FlyQuest, by the way, deserves half hate because
Hey,
their
wait a minute.
owner
They're Milwaukee Bucks, aren't they?
well, the minority owner of the Milwaukee Bucks owns FlyQuest, so
Okay.
half hate. They also have ugly jerseys. This
Well, and hey,
green gold is terrible.
you gotta remember, 100 Thieves deserves a little hate because they're owned by Nadeshot, but he got an investment from Dan Gilbert.
Yeah, exactly.
Did
Exactly. 100 Thieves is the Cleveland team.
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Clutch Gaming is Houston, Golden Guardians is Golden State. And FlyQuest is Millwall. And yeah, so those four teams, in my mind, if they ever win, I'm gonna be a little bit mad. I won't be as mad at 100 Thieves because I love their roster, but I'm still gonna be pretty mad at them.
I'm big Afro guy.
Yeah, no,
Oh, yeah.
man, like who you want. I'm just gonna hate their team. I'm gonna hate their owner. You know, I'm just gonna be that. I'm gonna be that guy. I'm gonna be a hateful mofo.
I can hate Dan Gilbert. Nadeshot's pretty tight.
I mean, still too much basketball money in my mind.
And the Rocket Mortgage by Quicket Loans, 100 Thieves, 100 Thieves Team
Yeah.
House.
Yeah.
Make sure we get on over to the State Farm analyst desk
God,
after
yeah.
this.
I love sponsorship, and I'm glad it's quitting. growing in esports, but holy cow, it is it annoying.
Oh, wait, you haven't noticed the State Farm analyst
No,
desk?
that's what I'm saying. Is like
Oh, okay.
in the good old days, it's like college football. Now you have New York life on the field between every third down. The last
Yeah.
thing these players think about, mainly because of CTE, is life insurance.
Wow.
Yes.
From the top
Oh,
row,
man.
baby. From
Snuck
the
that one
top
in there.
row.
Wow.
Snuck that one in there.
God.
That will be
Oh, man. I
conclusion
think.
of the podcast tonight.
Yes. Yes. That is the end. We have completely devolved into some really terrible things.
I'll be here all
Making
week,
fun of making
folks.
fun of teenagers and early 20-somethings getting those serious traumatic brain injuries.
Goodell covers it off.
Oh, yeah, he does do that, despite there being a Will Smith movie with him making a cheesy Nigerian accent the whole time.
What?
Oh, there's a football movie about CTEs called it
The
was
sarcasm,
pretty terrible.
sarcasm, yeah, concussion.
Oh
Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
It had Will Smith in it, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So say we all.
Yeah.
I think what else we got? That about covers it for
Yeah.
LCS, really.
Yeah, I think we're finished.
Yeah, real quick before we wrap up, let's talk about next patch because next patch, as I was talking about earlier, that's gonna be
Yeah.
no more Relic Shield 80 carries. We also got the
Yeah,
Malzahar
finally
nerf.
you'll be able to play the game now. Yay.
But
No
before
more.
we get to that, let's do I want to do one other thing. If you had to pick your MVP of the split 2 weeks in, who would y'all have?
Manners first.
I don't have a prepared response, so not yet. You go first.
All right.
Go,
Oh.
go, Jared. Nope, that's all you.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go ahead and go out on a limb and I'm gonna go with Haunter this split.
Like
You
that.
know,
Oh my God,
he
yeah.
couldn't he could
Friggin'
he couldn't he couldn't cure the Echo Fox game as much shit as I talk about this dude. He was putting it down on that Vladimir in that Echo Fox game. And
So wait, are we saying we're talking about the split MVP right
just
now?
as of today,
Or
yes.
are we saying who will be it?
As
I
of
was saying,
today, not who
oh,
will be,
as
but
of
as of
today,
today.
who, yeah, okay.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure I have a great answer to that.
Well, I'll have to change my answer to Dardoch. He secured the win against TSM when TSM was on fire from their previous victory and bring Echo Fox to 4-0.
That makes me
I'm gonna
more
give
concerned
it.
that you think Haunter is going to be the split MVP, but I agree with you on that statement. I would go
Because
with Dardoch as well.
Haunter right now has like 120 KDA for no reason. He's
Yeah.
his team's 1-3, but he's got 120 KDA. It's like, what's going on? Why is Haunter so good? He's not, but great stats, Haunter. Whatever.
I'd actually, as much as I like the Dardoch pick, I'd have to go with Adrian. And it's someone no one's talking about, but he has an 89.2 kill participation rate. And anytime you can pull that off, it's just impressive.
Man, yeah,
Man, you
that's really good.
guys, good support pick, but mine is gonna be Aframu, driving that 100 Thieves team to a 3-1 victory. Like,
Yep, I like that too. And I especially like that Manders because I think, as I mentioned earlier, he's really showing that he just puts teams on his back. And not to discredit the other four members of 100 Thieves,
man.
but
I mean,
he's
they
really,
got, yeah, absolutely.
it's impressive. And I think a direct, correlation to that is look at CLG's record. Aphrom is still on that team. They're not 1-3.
Well, yeah, I gotta like the thing is, I have seen a lot of good supports come and go, and the only time I've actually really seen somebody go and say, "Oh shit, look at that support carrying," was back in the very first split, the very first spring split. For like season 3 or season 4, I can't remember. And I can't remember the team, but I can remember Bloodwater going like 8-2 on a support Elise. And just like it was his first game, and he was just like doing all kinds of stuff. His team still lost, but they're like, man, Bloodwater was really trying to carry. And but nobody talks about supports like carrying like that. And it's because they don't generate 3,000 more gold. They generate 3,000 gold less than anyone else. They do all kinds of they do all kinds of backbone stuff that just doesn't get the recognition. And it's sad.
It's absolutely true.
Alright, Jared, am I gonna carry you?
You're gonna carry me. Okay. Yeah, patch 8.2. No more shields on attack damage carries. Suppressbot has been sufficiently nerfed to where he won't be first pick, first ban. And look out for the Nunu. Look out for the Nunu next week. Svenskeren especially. Svenskeren hates Nunu.
He did get hotfixed, but
Can I just say right now, I still don't trust Svenskeren to do anything for Cloud9. thank you. He's fine, but I still don't trust him, and I don't. I feel like I'm justified in that.
What else? What else we have coming at 8.2? Oh, we have the Echo Jungle viability kind of coming back. Not that that's ever been a thing on pro play.
It was back on release when they built him full tank. Yeah, because but
when Echo was it. Released, it. That dude literally broke the game. I mean,
yeah,
seriously. When Echo first came out, really, he could run anywhere. That's back when I built Static Shiv tank, high move speed Echo, because you crit people on the 3-strike passive, and then no one could catch you.
Yeah, and then he would also be run support too for no reason at all, just because the stun was way overtuned.
Sona got a buff, but it's not gonna save her.
No.
Although I'm probably gonna play a Sona match just to make Jared cry a little.
Mal's got a pretty significant nerf on his mm-hmm. Q AP ratio. I don't know how much that's gonna affect it going into pro play. And they nerfed the cooldown on his ult, but again, that really doesn't matter in pro play because every single person in the pros just buys a QSS and then that's done with. So
yeah,
how excited are you for the Vayne? Debuffs?
I thought she got nerfed. Oh, a debuff is a nerf. I mean, she'll probably be seen less in solo queue, but I think without the relic shield, I think that does actually hurt her a lot since she was really her power spike, it used to be like level 6 plus Bork was her power spike, and her power spike changed to BF Sword plus Static Shiv. And yeah, without the shield, she's going to have a tougher time getting there, especially with like all these Ezreals and Kalistas running around.
Still doesn't. You know what though? All you need for that is Tom Clancy.
Yeah.
True.
I will say with 8.2, I don't think we're gonna see as much Ornn, since they're removing the unstoppable aspect, which I simply don't understand. You know, the busted thing on that W is it does percent max health damage. I thought you could have nerfed that, but the unstoppable was one thing that I thought was super unique to that champion, and now it's just like, okay, what the hell?
Oh no! His ult was also pretty friggin' abusive.
That also got nerfed.
Yeah, they nerfed his ult. They nerfed the cooldown, but
yeah, which is good. That thing was coming up like twice during team fights.
It was.
Yeah, I think there's some
that was disgusting.
Some did get it down to like 28 seconds or something crazy. Yeah. Like ultimate had plus 45% CDR. You could get it down to like 28 seconds or something crazy.
No, that was ridiculous. He's just like knocking your whole team up twice in a fight. Like, are you kidding me?
Getting everybody pregnant.
Yeah, he's friggin' awful. Yeah, it's just like, wait, what's going on? Why does this keep happening? Oh, well, it means I won't be trying to friggin' play support Ornn. Lucky.
And we also have the minion aggro going through, which, I don't think that's really going to be that effective. I think you're just used to it.
Yeah, as far as pro play is concerned, they're used to adapting. I mean, really, like, the champions that we see that'll affect mostly are going to be Vladimir and Gangplank top lane, since they just... But, I mean, even in top lane, it was just kind of weird because... you can play around the bushes in top lane a lot more, so the minion aggro, what are you going to do? Are you going to waste your wards on the bushes so Vladimir and Gangplank can't Q you? Because then you'll just die to a gank anyway. Yeah. So, I mean... It really in solo queue, I think it hurt Akali a lot because she can't press and click Q without, taking 60 and 70 damage from minions. So doesn't particularly matter all that much, and pros will adjust to that pretty quickly, I think. It is interesting, but I would definitely see a lot of that in solo queue having a drastic effect at lower elos, definitely, and definitely mid lane.
I do think also with the buff to Runic Echoes in the jungle, you could see maybe some more AP mage junglers with the missing mana restore going from 15 to 25%. I think that's significant enough to maybe coerce some people over into that realm.
Oh man, is Karthus coming back?
Dude, I'm hoping the fiddle.
I was more so
Oh
thinking Elise would come back to the
I could
jungle.
see I
Ooh,
could
I
see
like
Elise.
Elise.
I could see Elise, and again, that's where I like Echo in the jungle again.
Yeah, I think he might get a game or two. He just might with the attack speed buff and the Runic Echoes buff. He might actually get it.
I really want Karthus jungle.
And
Please give
then
it to me.
Manders, I know both of y'all play support. I don't touch the bottom lane, so I won't comment on this at all. But what are y'all's thoughts on the removed items of Sightstone, Ruby Sightstone, and all that jazz?
Yay!
Yeah, I think it's a healthy change because, you had Vladimir building Spooky Ghost top lane. What?
Like, those items were always abused by other lanes. Like when it was right for supports, it was usually really a nice, cheap, effective item that anybody could pick up, and it's like, oh, cool, great, let's buy that for anybody. So the items are either going to be too strong first, they're going to be great, they're going to be perfectly fine on supports, but people who actually get real gold will just get them.
And let's us not forget about casting a mid that would press Q on you with the AP gold item,
Yeah,
and you
no,
have stuff like that.
you don't have to remind me on that. I played a few games into it and it wasn't fun.
Yeah, so like it's just ridiculous. Like every time a good support item comes out, buttholes will just like start building it on their mid and top lanes. And it's just kind of like stop. Get your own items. 'Cause you have them. You have your own items already. Like ridiculous. So yes, I'm very happy that now I don't even have to buy Sightstone now. I just get it.
And I do think we could see more people running Glacial Augment now, since it has got a buff on the Rune Tree.
Well, I guess without Spooky Ghost.
That's whatever. Like
Yeah.
Well, there's
honestly,
like
you want it so that you can follow. You want it so you can auto attack and then follow up with another thing, like the thing that, like,
Glacial Augment's
the
currently good
item
on
thing
one
was
champ.
cool.
He's good on one champion right now, and that's Aurelion Sol. And unless who he's rocking that, we're not gonna see that.
Yeah,
Mean,
I could see him
I could
using
run it
it,
on
but.
I could run it on Morgana.
All right.
Like, I would still think it's good to run on Morgana or Bran, like people who are just like, I wanna auto attack you, slow you down low, so then I can
So I
follow up
can
with other
actually land my
spells.
CC.
Right. Force you to go for your flash instead of, other stuff.
Other than that, there's really nothing. I do like how we're going to be able to see the skins in the final phase of Champ Select. I think that'd be cool. You can hover over people, see what skins they're
Yeah.
rocking on your team.
Oh, it shows it once Ed loadout, it'll show everyone's skin that they're hovering to or that they already have.
And also, I think they fixed it in game to where you can actually finally see the skins again when you hover over people's names in the
Wow, yeah,
overlay.
nice.
the name of the skin.
So yeah, they did a little work for both of those things.
And then, really no noticeable bug fixes. There were two that heavily impacted me that I am glad have been addressed because I reported them several times. But hard crowd control effects no longer interrupt Anivia's Glacial Storm channel or Aurelion Sol's W. So that is nice. But other than that, nothing. Star Guardian Lux, the staff got the glow back, and they turned down the sounds on Malzahar's Void Swarm and Malefic Visions on Battle Boss Malz because holy shit, they were loud. Yep, that was it. And then they
What
fixed
one?
that god awful bug that I'm sure everyone saw in week one on Rengar's Chromos when he would ult, how it just looked like he was having a seizure. So that is finally gone.
Good stuff.
But yeah, other than that about does it.
Cool beans. What's one thing you're looking forward to next week?
TSM.
Ian?
I am. It's a loaded question. I'm looking forward to a lot of things. I'm looking forward to the 100 Thieves TSM game. I think that'll be a really good matchup. But I'm also extremely excited to see Echo Fox and COG, because I think this is going to tell us what both of those teams are made of. I think if Echo Fox can stomp that game, that you kind of got to say, okay, they're legit. And if that happens, it's going to be COG's just straight up garbage. If it's close, I don't see any way COG wins. I hate saying that. But I think it's a game for Echo Fox to prove, okay, you're a contender or a pretender if it's a very close and decisive win. And I think it's a way for COG to either show, okay, we can kind of hang and we're going to get the hang of this mid-split, or we're just going to lay down and die. Because falling to 1-4 is not how you want to start the season.
Great. I am excited for I'm excited to see I'm excited to start finally really getting starting to bet on this stuff, 'cause I feel like everything's kind of getting a little bit together now. I think we have a good pace on the teams now, and everything will be okay.
And I think down the road playoffs are going to be interesting too, because I miss the best of threes format, but that's another conversation for another day, obviously.
Yeah, it's dumb that we're throwing away our advantage to Korea and China again.
Right when we're
Advantage.
starting, right when we're actually starting to start to have a hint of competitiveness, we just decide we don't need it anymore.
But like I said,
Nobody was watching. Well, maybe you should make the
yeah.
freaking game interesting.
But
Oh, that's on you, Rito.
we can talk about that next week, 'cause that's a long, long discussion. I'm sure we all have.
Or we can not talk about it at all and ignore it like British people.
Yeah, true. But we're not
Right
British.
there.
Jesus. I knew that was coming.
Yes, you did.
But
All
yeah.
right. Let's sign off, y'all.
Yeah, signing off. Thanks for tuning in. Anybody tuning in? And we'll catch you guys next week.
Peace out, guys.
Later. Y'all have a good one. And here we are.
Anders?
I'm sorry, that was very confusing because I'm not actually doing the recording. So we're gonna cut this part out at the beginning.
I think we leave it
No, that's fucking terrible. We're professionals, goddammit. Put this part of the
on
outtakes or whatever later on.
Snacks Gaming Squad mic check.